Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Okay, let's we'll mix it up. So with a dub via Italy, Eileen Dunn-Crescenzi, owner of Dunn-Crescenzi Restaurants. Good afternoon, Eileen.
Hi, hi, how are you?
Good, and you're going to give us a lasagna masterclass today, Eileen. So look, first off, right, you've the benefit of seeing this from both sides. What would an Italian think of a typical Irish lasagna?
Well, I don't think it would be very appealing because the ones, you know, the more, let's say it's more like a shepherd's pie because it's loaded up with meat and a layer of bechamel sauce on top. So we're missing all those layers here in Ireland and we kind of tend to overload on the meat.
Okay, okay. And look, we know by now that Italian cooking, I suppose, is really a collection of various regional cuisines. Take me through some of the various kind of regional versions of lasagna you'll get in Italy.
Yeah, so lasagna is the typical Sunday lunch. If you're going for Sunday lunch, definitely lasagna. And it's, you know, widespread through all the regions. So Tuscany, let's think of Tuscany, it's going to be basically a beef ragu with chicken liver. Amazing. A lot of bay leaves in there. Go down to Naples, on the other hand. It's like what's left in the fridge. So they tend to make their ragu. They don't make a ragu. They make tiny little meatballs and they put in hard-boiled eggs, salami, ricotta. As I say, it's very, very heavy. You need a week to digest that.
Yeah.
But then we go to Liguria and you'll have pesto and ricotta. Down to Sicily, you're going to have aubergine and ricotta. It depends. And then in the market, they call it vinci grassi. And very, very little meat and very dry.
Okay.
So every region has its own version of lasagna.
Okay, great little tour of Italy there. So your own perfect lasagna is a more traditional one. So you take us through it now. So I get the impression this is not something we're throwing together. Do you need to kind of take time and get into making a lasagna?
Yeah, it's all in the prep, right? And I mean, that can be good because you can prep the day before if you've got people. And listen to Richard Hogan earlier on. Lasagna, you're going to have lots of friends. Lasagna, you'll have friends forever.
And you also have a bit of me time while you're making it. You can get into your flow with it. Yeah, yeah, okay.
You know, and it's a great thing to get kids involved, especially small kids. They love to do all this. But the ragu is going to take 2 hours, okay? So you're going to have, whether it's a mixture of beef and pork or all beef, you know, your bay leaves, red wine, your sofrito, which is onion, carrot and celery. And you're going to leave that for simmering slowly for 2, even 3 hours. Just before the next day, you can make the bechamel, but I think bechamel is better made fresh. So the next day, let's say the next day or the later that evening, you're going to have I like the dried pasta sheets, line your tin, a nice strata, a nice layer of your ragu. Only drizzle the bechamel in Ireland.
Hang on. We'll back up there a second. How do we make the bechamel? What's the secret there?
So it's just 50 grams of butter, 50 grams of flour and 250 mils of milk. And that just takes patience because when the butter foams, you slowly fold in the flour, whisking all the time because you don't want it to curl, and then add your milk very, very slowly until it's thick and it kind of bases the back of your wooden spoon. So that's your bechamel. And you can put your parmesan, grated parmesan in there if you want, you know, rather than being grated.
Okay. So right, back to then. So yeah. we're layering up.
So layering up is really quick. It's the prep that's taking the time because you have to make your ragu for 2-3 hours, chop your mozzarella and grate loads and loads of parmesan cheese, probably 250 grams. But once you have that all laid out on the table, you're going to line the base of your a baking tin with the sheets of pasta, a nice layer, maybe only 2 cm of your ragu.
Okay, so pasta first, pasta on the bottom, yeah, because Irish people would start with meat, yeah. Okay.
No, yeah, pasta on the bottom, ragu, drizzle the bechamel. This is really important. Don't put a whole layer of bechamel, right? I see that a lot in Ireland. And then sprinkle your parmigiano and just dot with mozzarella, layer up probably 4 layers. Put it in a hot oven, 200 degrees for 30 minutes. It's going to be gorgeous.
Okay. This is a much drier lasagna than what we're making in Ireland. Am I right in thinking it's not the kind of sloppy mess we
enjoy? You know, it's lovely when the top is crunchy.
Yeah,
dry and crunchy is gorgeous, you know.
And come here, I didn't notice you mentioned cheddar there at all. In Ireland, we like a good orange layer of cheddar on the top, no?
I don't think cheddar goes on, you know, lasagna. I just don't think pasta and cheddar go together.
Have you been to your local deli counter? You've been too long away from deli counters now. You would know that
a thick layer of
molten, formerly molten cheddar is important on an Irish lasagna. Okay, so it's not as cheesy an affair either.
No.
Okay.
It's all very, it's quite delicate, really, you know, and it's so, so nice. And then, you know, when you had the Dolce Vita in the 60s and Via Veneto in Rome, you had Marcello Maestrani with Anita Brick, what's her name? And they would have had new types of lasagnas, like with spinach and smoked salmon, very exotic. Truffle with mushrooms, and they'd be drinking the Prosecco on the event. So we had a kind of a modernization of the lasagna.
Okay.
Before that, in medieval times, I mean, in Roman writings and medieval writings, they talk about lasagna, but actually it was an unleavened bread. And they would dip it in sauce, maybe like a ragu-y thick sauce. And this is the first traces that we know about lasagna.
Yeah, there's an element of pizza as well to that kind of, isn't there?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, so it's all. Yeah. So listen, you've given us that recipe and that method for the straight up lasagna, and then you're suggesting if you kind of want less meat, you could go porcini, mushroom, speck, and saffron. We put that recipe up as well because the porcini mushrooms are sort of have that meaty umami as well.
Oh, it's
and then
really nice.
You've given us a no meat one as well. Smoked Irish salmon and spinach. I'm not going for that. I'm no purist, but I don't want my lasagna like that, I'm afraid. Okay, listen, Eileen Dunn-Crescenzi, always a pleasure, and you transported us as always. Thank you very much, and talk to you soon, Eileen.
Grazie, Brendan.
Okay, grazie. Ciao, 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 ciao. A presto.